Liquid Feedback Journeys, a podcast by the Association for Interactive Democracy. This episode, Algorithms for Good.
So, there's this idea floating around that technology, especially the kind that powers social media, might not be the best thing since sliced bread. Why? Because big social media platforms have turned algorithms into mind-reading wizards that feed us endless cat videos, political rants, and ads for things we only mentioned in passing. But hey, before you grab your pitchforks, let's get one thing straight. Technology itself isn't evil. It's all about how those tech geniuses wield it. Think of it like a hammer. You can build a house or smash a window. It's all in the purpose, folks. Imagine a world where online platforms aren't just trying to keep you glued to the screen with endless drama. What if, instead, they were designed to help us have grown-up conversations, the kind where you actually listen to the other person and maybe, just maybe, learn something new? That's what we were aiming for when we cooked up Liquid Feedback. Bringing democratic self-organization to life online is what Liquid Feedback is all about. It lets large groups of people hash out their differences and make decisions without anyone needing to leave the comfort of their couch. You see, deliberation, fancy talk for discussing stuff, can actually be helpful when it's done right. It helps us realize that most issues aren't just black or white, but more like a rainbow of different perspectives. And once everyone's had their say, decisions can be made in a way that makes sense to most people. That's the dream, anyway. So, when we started building Liquid Feedback, we had a few big goals in mind, like treating everyone equally. Yep, even that guy who comments on everything. Making it harder for smooth-talking populace to pull a fast one. Stopping vocal groups from hijacking the conversation, looking at you, internet trolls. Giving every minority a fair share of the conversation. Making sure that everyone, even the quiet folks, gets to have their say. Avoiding the need for sneaky tactical voting. Now, when we talk about minorities here, we don't just mean groups based on race, gender, or what have you. We're talking about any group that's in the minority on a specific issue. So, you could have a minority group that really, really loves pineapple on pizza. The point is, everyone should get a fair shake. To make Liquid Feedback work, we didn't just wing it. You need both a solid process and some smart algorithms to get there. We dug into all sorts of academic research to figure out the best ways to keep things fair. Even when everything's fair and square, though, not everyone's going to win. The losers are less likely to flip the table if they understand how the decision was made. So, transparency is key. No funny business with secret algorithms that nobody understands. Now, let's break down how Liquid Feedback keeps things running smoothly, like a well-oiled democratic machine. 1. Admission. First, we check if anyone even cares about the issue. If nobody's interested, why bother? 2. Discussion. Here's where things get spicy. People can weigh the pros and cons, propose alternatives, and generally try to improve things before it goes to a vote. 3. Verification. This is the no dirty tricks phase. We make sure nobody's trying to sneak something past at the last minute. 4. Voting. Finally, the moment of truth. Everyone votes, and we see which idea comes out on top. This process isn't just random. We set it up to make sure everyone gets their say, and that the best ideas rise to the top. Kind of like a well-structured debate where people don't just shout over each other. One of the coolest parts of Liquid Feedback is how it uses something called liquid democracy. Sounds fancy, right? It basically means you can vote on the stuff you care about and hand off your vote on other things to someone you trust. It's like saying, hey, I don't really care about this budget stuff, but I know someone who does. I'll let them vote for me. In Liquid Feedback, you can change your mind anytime. Maybe you start caring about that budget after all. No problem. Just jump back in and vote directly. This flexibility helps keep things democratic without overwhelming people. It's like giving everyone a say in how much they want to say. What's even better? Liquid Feedback takes this idea of liquid democracy and extends it to deliberation too. So not only can you delegate your vote, but you can also delegate your participation in discussions. This makes the whole process more inclusive and manageable for everyone involved. Algorithms might seem like these mysterious, all-powerful entities, but in liquid feedback, they're more like well-trained bouncers. Their job is to make sure that everyone gets their turn and that no one group takes over the conversation. Different algorithms handle different parts of the process. During deliberation, we use algorithms to make sure the discussion stays balanced. Vocal groups don't get to dominate just because they're, well, vocal. Instead, every minority gets a fair share of attention based on their actual size. During voting. Ever heard of the Schulze method? It's a state-of-the-art way of making sure the most popular ideas win without letting similar options split the vote. So, no more tactical voting where you pick the lesser evil. So, what's the big takeaway here? Technology isn't just for doom-scrolling and meme-sharing. With the right goals and some smart design, it can actually help us have better public debates, make smarter decisions, and even bring people together. It's like turning the internet into a giant global town hall. Minus the yelling, hopefully. In the end, liquid feedback isn't just about fancy algorithms or cool tech. It's about making sure everyone gets a voice and that we all play fair. Whether we're talking politics, creating new membership bylaws, or deciding once and for all whether pineapple belongs on pizza. Spoiler: the algorithm doesn't care. To keep improving and expanding its capabilities, the Liquid Feedback Project collaborates with universities worldwide, teaming up with some of the brightest minds in science. Together, we're working to create more opportunities for fair and meaningful public debate, showing that technology really can be a force for good.
In the digital dawn we gather, voices heard from far and wide, building futures, working together, science our trusted guide. Proposals shared, the people's power, democracy in every choice. In the space we shape our future, every heart and every voice. From the heart of innovation flows the will of those who care. In this virtual congregation, we craft solutions bold and fair. Delegation, trust in others, where our voices intertwine. Transparent light, ever shining, guiding us through every line. To deliberation, wisdom grows. Ideas clash, yet minds align. In discussion, paths emerge. Building bridges, hearts entwine. From the heart of innovation flows the will of those who care. In this virtual congregation, we craft solutions bold and fair. Forces rising ever stronger in a world where all decide. Liquid feedback brings us closer. Hand in hand we stand with pride. With each vote we shape tomorrow, guided by our shared belief. Building dreams that we can follow, together strong we find relief. From the heart of innovation flows the will of those who care. This virtual congregation, we craft solutions bold and fair. Voices intertwine, transparent light,
ever shining, guiding us through every lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode. Stay tuned for more insights and stories next time. Until then, keep exploring, keep engaging, and as always, let's shape democracy together. See you soon.